What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and this one is scary and also a little bit funny. So GitHub, if you don't know, guys, this is a source repository source control company, and they have a feature called GitHub Action. And one of the features in GitHub Action called workflow commands. Google discovered what they claim to be a high severity bug in workflow commands and GitHub Action. And that was 100 days ago. That was a few months ago. They discovered it and they disclosed it to GitHub. That's how security people do things. They don't let the public know immediately. They let the company know, hey, you have 90 days to fix this before we have to go public, because we have to let the public know. But here's 90 days to fix this. GitHub came in and says, it's not really high severity. We'll sleep on it. And they just ignore it. and then when the actual 90 days came, they said, GitHub's like, oh, wait a second, we want to fix it. Can you give it 48 hours? We'll fix it in 48 hours. And then Google said, nope, we'll just publish it. So they actually published this bug. And then I believe GitHub fixed it immediately. So anyway, GitHub fixed this and all is good now. But let's go through, what is this bug actually? So it's detailed here by Will. What's your name? Felix. Felix Wilhelm. I'm going to reference this for you guys if you're interested. So here's what the bug does. So GitHub Action. What is GitHub Action? GitHub Action is an event-driven command that it gets executed when you do something in GitHub. Like if you push a code, if you create a pull request, run this test. If you clone a repo, set this environment variable. If you do this, do this. It's like, it's an event, right? And part of the GitHub Action, this thing called workflow commands. And they are basically the way that glues things together. So from GitHub Action to actually execute further commands and chain things together, the way they're doing things, which is, to me, when I read this, it's a little bit hacky, in my opinion, is workflow commands actually parses the std output of all the executed GitHub actions, because as you execute actions, you spit up std output, like, which is console print, right? And workflow commands actually look through special commands in the std output spit out by other GitHub actions in order to execute further stuff. So, and this is how the command looks like. This is version 2, version 1. Version 2 looks a little bit different. So you can put the command, you can put the parameter, and the stuff. So you might say, Hussein, what's so bad about this? There is a specific command in workflow commands called setInv, which sends the environment variable. So what it does is you do setInv, and then you specify the parameter and then the value, and you set the environment variable. And then anything after that, if you have a Node.js app that runs, it will basically inherit those environment variables because it was executed in the same process. So again, not so bad, right? If you plan the whole thing. But here's what Felix found out. It says, okay, since you're just reading the std output, I can create a malicious GitHub action, right? Or not even that. I can use a legitimate GitHub action that prints the std output in a way that sets an environment variable that it shouldn't be setting. Let's take an example. So he takes the copycat GitHub action here and says copycat basically clones a repo, I think. During the cloning of the repo, cloning the issue, it just prints the issue.title. So printing the issue.title is some sort of an injection, because now if I give you an issue and I just named the issue, and it is what he did, setInv-name, node options, experimental nodal modules, --, experimental load, and then data.text, JavaScript, console.log, and he actually executed a command in the setInv. I did not know that. I did not know that you can specify a node option and specify a code to execute in the node option environment variable, and node will just execute it. Let's actually show you guys that. I actually tried to prove it. So here's how I do it. Export node option. And if you specify this string as the environment variable, and then you print your actual code that you want to execute, console.log, and I just type it, you were hacked, fam. if I said that, and I just execute node immediately after that, node h.js, look at this. Node will actually execute and also execute the environment variable that I just set, you're hacked, fam, and it printed my console, right? And in his example, he actually took whatever in the process.env and he printed it as well. So you can do pretty nasty stuff when you set the environment variable. That's just so bad. So I think the fix here is, as a temporary fix to me, the fix should be re-architect this workflow so that it doesn't read from a std out, because it's so hacky in my opinion. Just don't read. Establish a legitimate communication between GitHub Action and workflow commands so that they actually communicate. There are so many RPC protocols that you can set up to in order to do this stuff. Again, I'm not aware of all that stuff. Maybe they are working on something like that. Maybe there is not a way, but I will doubt it, because there must be a better way than scanning and parsing the std output. That's just, I don't know, that just sounds so hacky in my opinion. So yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the bug. So the fix was to actually disable set environment command, so it's no longer there. So if you look at the pull request, I think I opened it somewhere here. There you go. GitHub issued an advisory on October 1st and deprecated vulnerable commands, but argued that what Wilhelm had found was in fact a moderate security vulnerability. GitHub assigned bug tracking identifier this. So that's it. So now set environment and add path are now deprecated. You cannot use them anymore. But still, GitHub is still arguing that it's still a moderate security bug. If you think about it, what can you execute in this environment variable? Because I could only do a console. Can you actually import other libraries and do more sophisticated stuff? Like, for example, can I do a fetch command to send the content of process.env to a shady attacker website? I can do a post. If I can do that, then that's a high security in my opinion. If I can't, then I am with GitHub on this one. What do you guys think about this one? Are you using workflow commands or GitHub Action? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.